The question for today is, 2 John 10 sounds as though Christians are not supposed to associate with non-Christians. Is that what it means? 2 John 10 reads, "If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, the true doctrine of Christ, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed." There are several other verses in the Bible that support this verse. Among them are Proverbs 19 verse 27, Romans 16 verse 17 and 18, Galatians 1 verse 8 to 9, 2 Timothy 3 verse 5 and 6, and Titus 3 verse 10. 2 John 10 is clearly referring to entertaining any teacher or preacher of false religion or doctrine. Christ warned, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." "Receive him not into your house" cannot mean that no acts of kindness or charity under any circumstances is to be shown to non-believers, but that nothing should be done which could be construed as encouraging or supporting false religion. To invite a teacher of counterfeit doctrine into your house with a friendly greeting and open arms can be understood as welcoming and espousing their false doctrine. The command not to receive such a one into your house should be taken literally. By extension, inviting false teachers into your house would apply to inviting them into your mind, where you live. We can do this today by entertaining or inviting false religious ministers into our house by way of the TV or radio in order to learn from them. Again, Matthew 24 verse 4 and 5 applies. However, keeping in agreement with the other scriptures, we read in Hebrews 13 verse 2, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." The Bible does not contradict itself. There can be no doubt that entertaining strangers was a custom in the culture to which John was writing. We should likewise be a light and a witness to those around us today. Matthew 5 verse 13 to 16, Romans 12 verse 9 to 13. The Apostle Paul gave the balance when he said, "I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not entirely with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or idolaters, for then must you needs go out of the world. But now I have written unto you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother, a Christian, be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such a one know not to eat." 1 Corinthians 5, verse 9 to 11. In other words, if we were to avoid all kinds of sinners, we would need to step off the planet because we are all sinners. 1 John 1, verse 8. Thus, 1 John 10 is plainly speaking about not giving false teachers hospitality. A more modern term might be aiding and abetting the enemy. To do so would be to encourage him in his false ministry. "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them," we are told in Ephesians 5 verse 11. 2 John 11 goes on to say, "For he that bids him," those espousing false doctrine, "Godspeed, is partaker of his evil deeds." This means that to give him such greetings as "Godspeed" or "God be with you" is to wish for his success.